Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site there on the house. So enjoy those and create the content of the site by submitting different items you find online that are of interest to you and that you think others will also find enjoyable or interesting. You submit them, and then others get to vote on how they feel about it, and you vote on things, too, and the most voted up make it to the front page at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. We go back to Sydney, listening in Montreal to Free Talk Live. Sydney, you're back on the air here. Now, you were talking about the terms voluntarist or voluntarist and or anarchist, and how you tried using the term voluntarist when people were asking you to describe yourself, and then once you described whatever your description of voluntarist was, some people would say to you, you mean you're an anarchist. And so you've given up on voluntarist, and you're throwing out what you said was the A-bomb at parties and are using the term anarchist.
Yeah, because first of all, I think voluntarist is the better word. The only thing is that most people don't know what it means.
Great. That's why I think it's valuable, because you're asked to define it, which means that they don't have any preconceived notions about it.
Right. But the strategy that I prefer is to take the word that's been dragged to the mud, because all anarchist means is no rulers, right?
And I don't know that it means that. It does mean no rulers, and so therefore it is factually incorrect, because you rule yourself. So therefore you can only possibly be an autoarchist, or you could be dead. An anarchist is a dead person. What I prefer to say, if somebody uses the term anarchist, is an anarchist is a person, usually European, that lobs bombs at people and is actually a socialist. So, that's what an anarchist is, because that's what it means to people, and words are meant to convey meaning.
Mark, I'm glad I called just to that distinction. That's a great point. Because basically I would use that term and let people see that I'm not flipping over tables or setting anything on fire to see, okay, I guess anarchists aren't all that bad. But that point is so great. You took a lot of wind out of my sails right there.
Well, if I had that same mindset about the word anarchist, then I would do the same thing with libertarian. Well, I'm a libertarian, not like those Bob Barr libertarians or those Glenn Beck libertarians or those other people that call themselves libertarians. See, I just don't even want to be mixed in with that crowd. I don't even want to have the chance of someone confusing me with those folks. So I don't use the term libertarian at all.
It's loaded. Libertarian's loaded. Anarchist is loaded. Capitalist is loaded. All these terms are loaded. And I prefer not to use them if I can avoid doing it. I prefer not to call myself a classical liberal or a paleoconservative or any of these terms that people might want to stick on me. If I'm tied down to something, I usually will tell people either I'm a Quaker or I'm an abolitionist, because frankly, abolitionist is the very best term that comes to it. I'm against slavery. Governments are simply things that have risen out of the master-servant paradigm, and what we have today is essentially everybody believing that they're the master of everyone else. I'm just against slavery.
I was aware of abolitionist, and I think that's another great word to use. Throughout this conversation, the conclusion that I'm reaching is that the best words to use for me, anyway, I speak only for myself when I say this, is either autoarchist or abolitionist. And
Well, I'd never heard the autoarchist before, and I looked it up, and dictionary.com corrected it to autarchist, A-U-T-A-R-C-H-I-S-T.
I've heard that too.
Autarchist, as in autarchy,
one ruler,
which means absolute sovereignty.
Oh, wow.
See?
That's a great word.
Super genius. I'm over here saving your show. This is me on the internet saving your show.
I think it's hugely important to choose words wisely and use positive terms whenever possible. I, for one, don't like to introduce myself as an anarchist, because that saying, I, you know, no rulers. I like to say voluntarist because
I hate anarcho-capitalist the most.
It's like taking, two of the worst words together.
I'm a rapoest pedophile.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, it's
a rapophile.
It's the worst terms. It's like, what?
No, I'm not a rapophile in that I like little kids. I like simulated rape and simulated little kids. Right?
Trying to what? I mean, you've lost your audience completely. Now, you have one advantage that I don't have when using this term. The caller, and I don't know, can't remember.
Sydney
has an advantage that I don't have. You get to see the terrified look on the face of the person when you use this term, and you can at least, after you've stuck them to the ceiling, attempt to tear them off of it.
Right.
I've got an audience of, 100,000 people listening, and everybody reacts differently to this term if you're going to use it. To me, the term, it doesn't apply to me. I mean, it's not me.
Don't make listeners suffer through, hearing a word that they would think is something offensive and misinterpret it. You know, it's better to have words that you are clear about the meaning of.
I believe in peace, freedom, and personal responsibility.
Right, and I think you only get one chance to make a first impression. Why not start off giving a definition of something really beautiful that encourages a free society rather than distinguishing oneself from a really terrible idea.
Sydney, any other thoughts?
Well, basically, I recognize that we're not in the same situation, but to correct Mark, when I throw out an A-bomb, the look on people's faces isn't so much one of shock and terror, so much as one of confusion, like, wait a second, why isn't he punching me or setting something on fire or ripping up posters on the wall or something? Why is he so peaceful and respectful of people?
It's still confusing, and I don't come at it from a perspective of what should I say on the air. I'm talking about impersonal interactions with other humans. I won't use that term at all. In fact, if somebody says, oh, well, you're an anarchist, because they might hear me say something very, anti-state. Well, you must be an anarchist. Well, no. Anarchy has a suggestion of violence. It has a suggestion of no rules whatsoever, of chaos. And I believe in order, and I think that rules make sense.
I believe in governments, as long as those governments are voluntarily instituted. I believe humans need governance. And that, the idea that you have to have one monolithic government tied to a landmass, that's the problem I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to have one insurance company. I don't have to have one church. Why do I have to have one government?
Right. I want people to think outside of the box. And using terms like anarchist, it's you're playing into what those who would like to control that term would want. And I don't want to be associated with those people, and I don't want to have to disassociate from them. And I don't want to have to be associated with the so-called libertarians, and I don't want to have to spend the time and effort to disassociate from those libertarians. And it's already going to come up often enough just from people coming to their own conclusions.
Don't worry.
Based on what you say. Oh, you're a libertarian. Or you're an anarchist. Well, no, I'm not. I used to be a libertarian, but I quit being a libertarian because blah, 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 and now I think this, and no, I'm not an anarchist because I think that rules are valuable and that, in a truly free market world, we would still have rules on private property, which means, and I understand, anarchy means no rulers, but what matters is how people feel about a word and what they think that the meaning is.
And frankly, anarchy to most people means sort of only the strong shall survive, but look at the political process that we have today. That, in fact, is what it is. I mean, it's the rest of them out there that are anarchists.
Right.
There you go, Sydney. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I don't want to stick someone to the ceiling. I don't want to shock someone. I think the ideas are already difficult enough or shocking or whatever. The ideas are already iconoclastic enough for people to then label it with a term that evokes popularly evokes visions of windows being smashed on storefronts, people in balaclavas or people wearing, face masks of some sort to obscure their identity. I mean, I'm not hiding. I'm out in the open.
Plus,
and
it's a
I'm not violent.
It's convenient insult. If you say I'm an anarchist, then all anybody has to say in order to marginalize your opinion is, oh, he's an anarchist.
Right, but I appreciate the concern and the care that Sydney was taking in self-identifying and nailing that down, because definitely one has to know thyself.
But that circle A is a cool symbol.
Yeah, it is cool. 855-453. So is the circle V, which is also very cool.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the house, so enjoy those. The bulletin board system allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free.
It's the new year. Time to consider new commitments. How about the commitment to protect your family? There's all kinds of destabilizing events that are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, and that's just to name a few of them. For my preparation, I choose wisefoodstorage.com. They offer delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. There's all different kinds of meals. Those are just two of the most popular. And you can... They're packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in a convenient plastic tote, so you can just stack them up however many you need for the size of your family and however long you want to prepare. They cook in just minutes or prepare in just minutes, but simply by adding water. You don't need to have hot water to do these. If you're in some kind of crisis situation, you can just hydrate them with regular water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE and get a free entree sample. At the very least, try it out, see what it's like, see if you enjoy it, and prepare to protect your family. For a limited time, you can get you can use the promo code FTL to get no cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order. It's the greatest gift you can give your loved ones.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WBHP in Alabama. Hey, Shadow.
Yeah, here I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was thinking about. Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, well, one thing I was saying, I like your Free State project, and I have seen pictures of New Hampshire. Sure, it's pretty. I'm going to try to get there next year during the summer. But anyway, what I'm looking at here is, like slavery, any time a government passes laws without we the people's consent, that's slavery right there. It's also a hate crime, and it's also slander, libel, and defamation of character. But they say that as far as they're concerned, that you folks out there, you regular folks, you ain't worth nothing more than being slaves, man. That's whether it's federal, state, or local. Now, that's how I look at it.
Well, I'm totally with you.
I think it goes back to what Mark was saying, where he doesn't mind having a government if it's 100% consensual, right? Like, if 100% of the people agree to it, then it's not slavery. But if 99% say to the 1%, you've got to do this, or if 51% says to the 49% that, you know, you have to do this, you have to give us this, you have to obey us in this way, then, yeah, that is a form of slavery.
I think that people have to obey sort of a natural set of laws. And those natural set of laws, for me, mean that you don't harm another person or commit fraud against them. Those kinds of, you don't initiate harm against another person or commit fraud against them. I mean, if somebody harms you, I suppose and you need to stop that from happening, yeah, of course you would use harm in that circumstance. But, to me, that's natural law.
I think there's a case to be made that the term serf might be a little more accurate than slave. But if you look up serf in the dictionary, definition number two is slave.
Slave, yeah.
So, I mean, really, we're just mincing words.
A serf is a type of slave. And, there's been all different types of slaves throughout history. The one what comes up in people's mind most often is chattel slavery that existed basically with African Americans here in the last, up to the mid-19th century in the United States. But there was slavery here in the United States of, white people being brought over from Europe. They would be brought over as an indentured servant, and their term of service would increase over time because they were quote-unquote bad. The master wanted to keep them as a servant. I mean, why would you want to let somebody go?
No, I wouldn't want to compare one type of slavery to another and make a judgment call about which one's worse, but I definitely feel like a slave when I have to carry a government ID with me or get government license plates on my car, or when I'm simply told an order by a police officer as if that stranger in a uniform somehow owns me.
So you're obligated.
Chattel slavery is the worst. I mean, when they claim to own you and your progeny, that's the worst.
No doubt. I think it is the worst. But I think that there's a real convenient story. And Shadow, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's a real convenient story that the government has that they tell us when we're growing up. And the reason why everyone thinks of chattel slavery when they hear slavery is because, well, that's what we learned about in government school.
Yeah, but is that when the children of the slaves are also the slaves owned by the same owner?
That's generally the case, isn't
okay,
it, right?
That is the definition of chattel slavery, I would think, because that's similar to what Obama and past dictators have had involving the debt, where, you know, the people alive today are paying down this debt that their ancestors somehow spent, you know, without the consent of the unborn children.
Well, actually, no one is liable for that debt except for the politicians, if you think about it, right? Because they
say
that,
borrow it. They're the ones who spend it. So, I mean, I never got any say in any money changing
hands. Your grandparents
hands.
Didn't either, right? So it's not like your grandparents passed anything on to you. It's just that that's what the politicians are doing. And they like to use these terms like, well, we owe this debt, or the American people owe this debt. And, of course, it's poppycock, because where's the agreement? Where's the contract that I signed that said that I owe this debt? Because I owe nothing as far as what their debt is concerned.
Right.
Nothing.
And, I mean, I feel the same way, but yet the administrations, no matter if it's Obama or the next guy, are constantly asking for more and more money to be borrowed from Lord knows who, to be spent on Lord knows what. Then it just keeps continuing. It's always more and more.
In fact, you've got some news about that, right?
Later this week, Reuters reports that the White House is planning to ask Congress for another $1.2 trillion.
Another?
Yeah, this is on
top of... In addition to...
This is on top of the $900 billion that have been given to the administration after the August bailout, where he was asking to raise the debt limit. I guess it's not a bailout, but it's a bailout of the American government.
Essentially, let me see if I understand this correctly.
Right.
I'm certainly no economics expert. But the way the government, you know, they've got this debt ceiling, which, why do they even bother? Because it seems like they just keep raising it.
Right.
So they have this thing they call the debt ceiling, which they can argue about, I guess, every once in a while about raising, that they always reach and they always raise. And so when they spend more than they take in, they incur debt. Right. So when they're taking more in than when they're spending more than what they're taking in taxes, then that incurs more onto that debt. Isn't that correct?
Right. And at this point, it's 43 cents on every dollar is debt.
Right. And what you were saying earlier is mostly accurate, but I would like to specify that under the agreement, and this comes from Reuters also, but under the agreement struck in August during the showdown over the government's debt limit, the cap is automatically raised unless Congress votes to block the debt ceiling extension.
So he's saying, I want another $1.2 trillion, and he'll get it unless they say otherwise.
Unless they say no, and even then, he has the power to veto that decision.
Oh, wow.
So they would need two-thirds vote.
Override.
Yeah, to override that no decision.
Which there's no way to do that.
Yeah, how can they do that? With all the politicians who are paid off.
Right, and he can always just say, well, if you don't give me my $1.2 trillion, then I'll just veto your legislation that comes through.
Right. It's a really silly power struggle here. I mean, so what they're going to be asking for is... for $1.2 trillion, they say that $82 billion is for interest on the debt payments from before.
Oof.
So they're borrowing money to pay down interest on the debt
borrowed
that they
money.
Owe.
Yeah. That's sustainable. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as Ron Paul says, this can't last forever.
It can't last a few more years.
I hope you're right about that, Mark, because I'm looking forward to them crashing and burning. In a peaceful way, of course. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, bring up anything.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. That number again brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can handle it for your business. They treat your customers with respect. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's at the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Travis is on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just tuned in. You all might have already touched on this. I just want to know what you all thought of Ron Paul's racist and homophobic statements.
What?
Well, they're not. For one, there's no evidence at all that attributes them directly to Ron Paul. They appeared 20 years ago or so in some newsletters that bore his name. Now, you know, these statements, there's nothing pleasant about them. Now, some people have called them anti-Semitic. Usually what they're saying in there is that he doesn't support Israel. But there's certainly some statements in there that have been definitely that are less than pleasant. I don't know about full-fledged racist.
Toward black people.
Yeah, they're less than pleasant, that's for sure. And I would find it very disturbing. And I think that what he needs to do, he's disavowed writing those, and I believe him. You know, it's pretty easy for somebody to, you know, hire somebody to do the newsletters and things like that. But I think he needs to come forth and say who did it. And, you know, I think he needs to name names.
Presuming he knows who did it.
How can he not? He knows who did it, right?
I see.
Like, let's name the chain of command. Okay.
So who was in charge of the newsletter?
Right. If you weren't in charge of the newsletter that bore your name, who was in charge of that newsletter? Let's go talk to them.
Yeah.
And he hasn't come forth and done that.
That would be a question that I think we would ask him on the air, but he doesn't come on our show now, apparently, because his handlers won't let him come here.
No, I don't know.
So if you want if you want Ron Paul to appear on Free Talk Live, you should get in touch with his campaign and encourage them to do it.
it's really something he needs to answer because it does bother me. You know, it seems to me that he would have known something about it when it came out. And he seems to be just avoiding the questions like a typical politician, which really bothers me.
Well, I haven't seen him avoid the question. I mean, no one's asked him.
He took his mic off and stormed off the set.
No, they showed that the full version of that video was, I guess, that CNN had edited that to make it look worse than it actually was. I think he ended the interview because the woman kept asking the same question that he'd already answered by disavowing any knowledge of that being published.
Yeah, CNN really did a hatchet job there, and it was bad reporting on their side.
Didn't they release the full video to the internet?
The full video is out there, and you can go look for it and find that there's a big difference between the two different videos you've seen. I agree with you, and I'm not going to downplay that. You know, the statements made in those newsletters are unacceptable, but let's compare them to the time frame, too. There are statements in the National Review magazine, which is the Republican mainstay magazine, that mirror stuff like that from the 80s. I mean, this is the same time frame. When you look at the
Republican... Just because other people are doing it.
No, I'm just trying to get a picture of the time frame. It's not okay. It's not okay for National Review to have done it. It's not okay for the Reagan campaign to have used the Southern strategy in 1980 either. None of this racist stuff is okay. However, let's take it in context of its time frame so that we can understand what that looks like then.
I think it's also important, instead of judging him as a person and where his personal beliefs lie, no matter what they are, where does his policy lie, and how is his beliefs reflected in his policies? Right. And I don't think that he has racist or homophobic policies at all.
His policies, and there's a great video that I saw last night. It's what some black people think about Ron Paul, and it's a mix of various different folks that made their own YouTube videos over time, and you know, or recently, I guess, and are expressing their opinions about Ron Paul. And of course, it's all favorable. And they, you know, they point out that, look, Ron Paul wants to end the war on drugs. That's the most anti-racist thing that any candidate could propose, because to end the war on drugs and to pardon all nonviolent drug offenders, which Ron Paul could certainly do, at least out of federal prisons, is an incredibly, you know, pro-minority thing to do, because it's minorities that are targeted in the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, these people are well aware, at least the ones in this video, are well aware of who Ron Paul is and what he stands for, and they talk about how some folks, you know, they voted for Obama, and they realize that Obama's just a liar, and they've looked into the things that Ron Paul is saying, and Ron Paul tells the truth on everything, from far as they can tell, and it's a really interesting video.
But I think he needs to own up to this. If those were his thoughts, and there's no evidence that they were, then he needs to own up to those thoughts. I was a bigot in the early and mid-90s, okay? I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say that.
You mean you personally?
I personally was. And I'm going to own up to that, because that was a reality for me. I don't believe that stuff anymore. I've changed my mind. I think that most people have harbored in their lives prejudiced thoughts, whether those people are white, black, or Eskimo, or whatever they are. They've harbored those thoughts. So people understand that. What they want from a politician, what they want from a person, is to say, you know, yes, that's true, and it's not me anymore. Now, some people want them to say, I'm a bigot, and I want you to vote for me because I'm a bigot. But there are very few of those people out there, and I don't frankly want their votes. But I'm sure that Ron Paul the Republicans will likely get more votes from bigots, I would think.
It may be silly of me to think that everyone will judge a politician based on his policies. So it would be good to see someone own up to beliefs that they had that they now disavow, or at least explain the chain of command, or explain where those thoughts and ideas came from. Because I can tell you, I'm not too familiar with them, but if they were homophobic or racist, then that's not something I would want him to carry with him throughout the nomination for the Republican Party.
And I can understand if Ron Paul doesn't want to name names because he doesn't want to throw someone under the bus.
Tough.
You're
running for president.
Right.
You're running for president. I don't care whether you want to name names. You know, I mean, you've got to tell the truth to people. His whole brand, his unique selling proposition as a product, is that I am the politician that is not a politician. I will tell you the truth. I will not sidestep an issue. And he's not telling the whole truth, and he's sidestepping the issue.
I hear that. I definitely hear
that. And he's got to own up. He's got to say, either this is the person who did it, or...
What if he never does? Should people not vote for him?
Look, he's probably going to get my vote, but he doesn't have my respect as the full round respect that you have on that he has on every other issue. That he'll come forth and he'll say what he means. He has that largely from me, but in this particular area, he's trying to protect someone from something is what it looks like, and I just don't think it just doesn't work for me.
Travis, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm getting ready to start campaigning for him in Southern West Virginia. I just really think he needs to come out about it before I do anything. And there was another thing one of the talking heads on the news was talking about, said one quote from Ron Paul back in the day sometimes said he would never use the same toilet as a gay man. I'm not too sure if he said that or not, but they're trying to pin that on him.
Interesting. Who cares? I mean, as a gay man, who the hell cares? What if he did say that? Is that a big deal?
Well, that's interesting that you say that.
There was a time when there was an AIDS scare, okay?
And it was very irrational.
Well, let's look at it. This was a time when people didn't want, to do dentistry on gay people.
They pulled their kids out of the schools. I remember it.
All that fear was there. And, let's look at everything in its context. I think that saying something like that today is a far more bigoted statement than saying something like that in 1987.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that statement, but I like where Derek's coming from, because in this video with what some black folks think about Ron Paul, or black people think about Ron Paul, there was that somebody made that point, was like, look, even if Ron Paul is racist, and they don't have, and he said he didn't have any reason to believe it because he's never actually seen Ron Paul say anything racist. But even if Ron Paul actually does harbor some sort of racist beliefs, that they don't really care because they know that what his policies are, and they've seen his votes, and they know that his policies are going to set minorities far more free than any other candidate, or that Ron Paul isn't nearly as racist as the other candidates are. So that was the point, one of the points that they made. Thanks, Travis, for the call tonight. So it doesn't matter what Ron Paul thinks about gay people, as long as he doesn't want to put you in a cage or stop you from getting married or anything like that. And from what I've seen, he doesn't.
Yeah, what do his votes mean?
I don't care if he cares where I use the bathroom.
Exactly. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. I'd want to use a gay bathroom because I know it'd be really, really clean. Okay. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills in as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this edition of the program, but don't worry if you don't get in tonight. We've always got another night for you, 855-450-FREE, because we do it 7 nights per week here live. Also, of course, available over at freetalklive.com, where you can go and get interactive in various different ways and support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to download web banners and flyers, and you can get a free bumper sticker as well over at promote.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight here, it's Ian,
Derek, Jay,
and Mark.
Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, mute ones.
Hey.
I'm here.
Huh? What?
All right, sorry about that. Calling in from work, so.
Well, right, go ahead.
I had to duke into one of the conference rooms here.
Got it. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to end up talking a little bit about the counter economy, since we were on the topic of tariffs and regulations and controls earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys are well aware of this one already, but, you know, just tossing our ism out there, since we're talking about voluntarism and anarchism before, but agorism.
Define it, please.
Well, agorism is kind of a combination of the I don't want to say libertarian beliefs, just because we were talking about how that term has been construed in the past, but you have the ethics of liberty type beliefs, very Rothbardian. It's even been called more Rothbardian than Rothbard himself in the past. But more predominantly, it's the counter economy and growing the counter economy, where its strength really relies on. As you guys were talking about before, how burdensome the white market or the legitimate market is that operates within the economy. All the regulation costs, the taxations that they pay, all the permits and licensing and zoning requirements, which, of course, are really only there, as you said, is to push out smaller competition, create barriers of entry, plus special interests involved there. Often done under the guise of, you know, public safety and the normal rhetoric that costs out there. But when you participate within the counter economy, when you start dealing with your neighbor to cut your hair, even if he's not necessarily a licensed barber or a hairstylist, they don't have the overhead of all those regulations out there.
Oh, by the way, Derek J had some national press because he's been giving haircuts without a license.
He does mine.
You got some press, and I believe it was the Associated Press, if I'm not mistaken. Was it the AP that did that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was actually posted over at freekeen.com. If you look for Derek J haircuts, it'll probably come up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so that's happening here. Now, you use the term agorism, then you also mentioned the counter economy. Now,
Are you one who believes that agorism is anyone who's doing business without government permission, or do you have to be doing business without government permission for the purpose of eliminating or replacing the idea of the government or the state? Is that required to be an agorist in your mind? Is the intention of the business person?
Well, it's a good question. I think that anyone who operates outside of that is a counter-economist.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you refer to someone as being an agorist, they have an applied cause to what they're doing. That, to me, anyways, that is more of the furthering of the idea of liberty, because a lot of what we get in agorism comes from Libertarian Manifesto, the New Libertarian Manifesto.
So if Derek is giving haircuts, but just giving haircuts, and he's not giving sermons on liberty while he's doing it, that's not agorism in your book?
That's a counter-economist right there.
Well, don't you think that if a person, maybe not me, but if someone else is participating in the counter economy, and they're not even aware that what the state is doing is illegitimate, you know, using force to keep people from having voluntary interactions with each other, if they're not aware of that, but they're still doing it because they know it's in their best interest, don't you think that sort of qualifies? Doesn't that count as an agorist?
Yeah, I entirely agree. Yeah, you're absolutely right. If they're seeing a benefit in doing it, well, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't see there was a benefit in the first place.
Right.
So
everybody who's a counter-economist is an agorist or not?
Sure.
Okay, so the counter-economy is large in many countries, like Greece. For instance, counter-economy is huge. Most people don't even pay taxes there. They just refuse.
Right.
But their governmental burden doesn't seem to have evaporated or anything. So is agorism a revolutionary idea, or is it just a way to get along until the government fails?
It's kind of a revolutionary idea, because through growing the counter-economy, or by being an agorist and practicing any counter-economy, you're actually starving out the Leviathan from within. The services that they have to give continue to be, they rely on our taxation, they rely on our consent by doing it that way, and when we kind of cut them out of the picture, they're getting less of the bounty. And we gain by cutting them out of the picture, because it's more profit for us, more benefit.
You know,
for us.
I've got nothing against the idea of agorism. I've been doing agorism
my whole
life.
Don't think it's enough by itself.
I've been doing it my whole life, and what I don't see happening is the agorist community competing with the government, right? Because that's the idea. Down the line, you look at the New Libertarian Manifesto by Konkin, and it talks about how, you know, over time, the idea is that these agorist enterprises will grow into competing enterprises with the government, so like a competing fire department or a competing protection service or a competing road crew. And
right.
You look at these things, and you don't see that happening out there. Nobody's doing that. You know, the agorism that I've seen has been selling T-shirts or making food or giving haircuts. Not that those things are not valuable. They certainly are.
I think people should provide all kinds of goods and services to their neighbors without
asking
taxes.
Permission. Right.
I grow food at my house. I deal in gold and silver.
And I look forward to the day when there is an agorist road crew out there that's actually out doing that sort of thing. But right now, most of the agorists are kind of behind the scenes, with the exception of Derek Jay, who had national press regarding what he's done. But most people aren't willing to come out front and be out on Front Street and say, look, what I'm doing is competing with the system. I'm not working with the system. I'm doing things that the system would find offensive, because then they'd be targeted. And then they've moved from being agorists into being like civilly disobedient agorists.
But most of the agorists I know would have bad things to say about Derek's involvement in the political process. He seems to, you know, he supports people like Ron Paul and that kind of thing. As I understand it, Derek, I don't want to speak for you, but many of the agorists would say, oh, no, you must sell weed.
Well,
whatever.
I like all actions that advance liberty, and so
me too. Me too.
People are into Ron Paul, and they think that his reign over the people of North America will be beneficial. Then great, I'm for people working towards that end.
Chris, I definitely would want to say that. I understand there's a lot of agorists that believe that out there, and because it does. I mean, right in the core text of agorism, it talks about how political activism attempts to be a waste of resources and energy. As far as I justify that, I just say, you know, if I am doing something, if it's not taking away from me, if I don't have any other way of advancing liberty currently at my disposal, then I will participate to a degree. I'll participate to, you know, get Ron Paul in. There's no question about that. But I'm not going to exert my energies into putting in other candidates that I feel that I can do, that aren't going to do as good a job as I could on my own by doing something within my community and trying to further the cause. And you're actually right. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and a lot of aggregators are also, I always screw up the term, but, you know, cryptography, they do a lot of encryption software, all, yeah, all for the reasons of staying out of the scene and not getting caught.
And I think there's value to that. Obviously, not everybody can go ahead and stick their head above the water, but I would like to see more people do business openly and proudly without licenses.
But that doesn't thoroughly fit the definition of agorism, because to some extent, agorists are supposed to be doing the things that are beneficial to themselves, beneficial to their communities. And at some point, in order to be beneficial to yourself, you're going to have to pay taxes, because, you know, the government's going to find out about you if you're effective enough and good enough at what you do, or you're going to go into a jail cell, which then mitigates the effectiveness of your activism.
But I would say whether or not an agorist business gets successful enough to warrant the need to pay taxes, I think that the government creates the black market by making regulations on the white market. So any time an agorist is doing business, it's because the government intruded on the free market.
But I think that they should go that far to the point where they go to jail, because then they're setting an example. Right. Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing is activism at the same time as doing business, right? So why not set the example for other business people to say, hey, you shouldn't have to get a license. No one should have to get a license. We shouldn't have to jump through these stupid hoops. Look at the hot dog salesman out in North Carolina. I forget where it should, Durham or something like that. You remember this guy? He was selling hot dogs. He didn't have a permit. And the other hot dog vendor who had a permit went after him. He, you know, snitched him out to the government, and the government came. They threatened him. They actually did arrest him at one point, and he made news. I mean, that was the guy made headlines, and that, you know, I think that to some extent is worth something. I realize that you're going to lose your business, and you're not going to.
This is why I found the idea of the Erickson Council so enticing to me. You don't have to fight these people anymore if the Erickson Council is successful and they're able to create these boats that you can go out and live on the water on, that create their own energy and their own food. You don't need the government's land anymore.
The way I see it, agorists understand investments, and if you're going to have to lose your business over getting caged for doing business openly, then you can consider that an investment in the future of prosperity.
Exactly.
They actually have a formula that they put into place for just that reason, where you measure your risk versus how much you can make while doing what you're doing versus how much you lose by getting caught and losing.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.